Greetings, one and all. Welcome. I hope you all had a fantastic weekend. My name is Jude Omamigbe, and we get us started this morning inside Rivers, looking at yet again the burning topic. Now, this morning, I'd like to quickly get back to the news from yesterday, just in case you missed it. Now, the news report starting from yesterday says that two members of a kidnappers group have been killed in a gun duel with operatives of the C4I intelligence of the River State Police Command. Now, in a statement by the State Public Relations Officer of the Command, SP Grace Iringa-Koko, said that the incident occurred on Saturday morning at Oyigbo-Gboche Forest. Now, the police explained that the gang leader, who was later identified as Blackie, was fatally wounded, while another suspect identified as Peter Nwafor was shot while trying to escape. The statement noted that the two suspects were taken to the University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, where they were confirmed dead. It said that the gang was linked to the kidnap of a woman and her daughter on the 18th of March 2023 along Garrison in Port Harcourt. Now, two members of the gang had earlier been arrested. Now, this is coming off the back of other arrests in other parts of the country of, in quotes, kidnappers or, in quotes, you know, bandits in several parts of the country. But this is our focal point this morning in River State, because when that news was read, okay, and I heard it again later on when I was outside of the studio, in a tricycle and at the junction, and also some of you who responded yesterday on the newspaper review, there seems to be an appreciation. Oh, thank God they've caught those people. But what was very interesting to note, right, throughout yesterday, in fact, up to this morning, when I also heard some people at the junction making reference to what happened again, was the fact that they kept saying, the police should do more. The police should do more. Okay, fine. This is my question. The police should do more. But what type of support do you think the police need to combating the crime in River State? The last I checked, the policemen in River State, they don't have S written on their chest. They're not Superman. The last I checked, they don't have capes. Neither do they have a $1.3 billion car, you know, that can fly into the air and shoot missiles like Batman's car. They don't have that. So what kind of support would these brave men and women of the Nigerian Police Force here in River State need, require to help fighting crime to the bare minimum? The numbers to call: 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, and 0817-923-0003. Once again, the WhatsApp and Telegram number, just in case you do not have it, is 0809-030-6416. Facebook and Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. Once again, please be reminded, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it, didn't hear it. Do not make unverified and unsubstantiated claims. Do not make inciting comments, please.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
My 2.3, Azunda from Igboshimini is on the line. We also have Samson standing by. Good morning to you, Azunda.
Good morning. You are asking the support that we should give to the police.
What exactly do they need? Yes.
Yeah, I think for me, what we need to give to them is moral support.
Moral support their, only?
Yes, and their salary should be paid out at the end due.
Huh. Okay, so moral support for you. How would you define moral support? Give me an example of what you think is moral support for the men of the Nigerian Police Force.
Who can be supporting them by praising them and also giving them some information.
Okay, so praising them, giving them some information.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Samson is speaking to us from Benin. Samson, good morning to you. Welcome. Hello, Samson.
Yeah.
Yes. Good morning. How is Benin this morning?
Okay. Benin City is fine.
Oh, where in Benin?
Yes, I'm listening through your mobile app.
Okay. Where in Benin are you calling us from? Where in Benin?
Okay. It's Pipeline. Yeah, it's Pipeline.
I know Pipeline very well. Okay, Samson, talk to us. What do you think the police
Benin
need?
Benin is fine. Okay. Benin is fine. The weather is very bright and fair.
Good. Talk to us then, Samson. Go on, please. Hello, Samson.
Yes,
go on, talk to us. What do you think the police need? Samson?
Yes.
Yeah, what
I
do you...
think
yes.
From my own point of view, the police, they need intelligence and reports.
Okay.
Yes, because they are not everywhere. Those bad boys, those criminals, they are living around us. Yes, and even if they are not around us, even if they are in the bush or forest, those in that community, they may know that forest. So I think we should provide police with useful information so that they can clamp down on those hooligans.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Samson. We have Zion speaking from GR. We also have Patrick standing by in Apara. Good morning to you, Zion.
Yeah. Good morning to you, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, please.
What they need is informants. The police commission, which is the police community, we should call the CPC, IBC, ROP, something like that. Police community relations.
Yes, police community relations,
we
yes.
Need to strengthen that. One thing that survived militancy in the Niger Delta that makes them so as if they are too much, they have informants everywhere. Even that little child in the waterfall with pants, or they just swimming in the river, is an informant. Do you know what they do? Once they see the appearance of the militant or the military, they have this smartphone they call, brother, they don't come, then they work out, the militants from wherever they are conscious. I think I'm giving them information that is profiled now.
All right, so...
Can we also apply that to the Nigerian police?
Good question. Zion is asking for informants. Patrick, on Apara Link Road. Good morning to you, Patrick.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Yeah, I think...
Daring me, apologies, Patrick. Walter is speaking to us on Rukpaku. Walter, good morning.
Good morning. Sir, good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes, when this question been asked, I stand to say, and I've been saying it, that police, if we give them guidance, implements that they can use, police will do their work. By that I mean, if they are giving instruments, you know they are poor. And like what you said, they were impacted before they called this people. Did they use knife? It's not knife. They have to be armed. Police have to be armed. They should be using indicators. You know, some stations. Or those who that wait on the road, they use indicators to fish out these bad people.
So basically, they need more equipment to make the work better.
More.
Okay, more equipment. Collins, speaking to us from Alderley Road. Collins, good morning to you, please.
Good morning.
Yeah, I most commend what the police have done, but they need to do more.
That's what I keep hearing.
Yes, how they have been gathering their intelligence, each time there's protest, they will tell us that intelligence reports tell them this. So they need to put out measures to gather this intelligence. Like, I want to make a reference to a time that they did a program at, Polo Club. And then I was there to pick up a passenger and a boat driver. And then this keke bus, there are about three or four of them. They snatch about three people's phones and jump into this keke bus. And I chase them from that polo club to Stadium Road to Rumumasi to Rumola, shouting, there's no single police anywhere, no single police van, nothing. I mean, how do we take this? And they just left like that through Rumumoy Road and nothing happened. Once it's 6 o'clock, you won't see police anywhere, apart from their stations where they are collecting money and all that. I think, what do they have their vans for? They should be stationed somewhere. When there is alert, they have radios, they have this and that, but they don't use it. They are just after their this money they collect. If you go around Port Harcourt at daytime like this, you see them checkpoint here, checkpoint there. What are they after? The money they are collecting.
Okay, so they need.
Now, maybe where they
you're asking,
people, well, might have shouted, "Hey, T4,
and nobody was there.
But nothing, nobody for there to carry it on.
So more patrols. That's what Collins is asking for. That's the only way that they can be supported. More vehicles, maybe. All right. We'll go on the break. When we come back, more on our conversation this morning.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. 27 minutes gone past the hour of 9 o'clock. It's time for us to get back to our conversation. And our starter is once again inside Rivers as we take a look at what many would term a victory of some sorts as regarding fighting crime here in this region. The police over the weekend were able to dismantle a kidnapping gang, and it's becoming a very worrisome thing here in Port Harcourt. In the past 6 weeks alone, there have been so many reports on social media about missing persons, particularly teenagers and very young adults. It's raised a lot of people's awareness and also increased their fear of going out and indeed of getting to view what regular people do, such as go to school, go to church, or go to your place of business. However, now that they've been dismantled, and this is just one gang, I'm not saying all of them have been, but this particular gang, it's started a report, or rather it's started responses across the state. I've heard people say, is it only in that area? They should come to my side. There are bad boys doing things on my side. But do the police know? It's my question. I had to actually ask somebody in the vehicle I was in yesterday. You are making this comment, oh, police, they know they try. Did you, knowing what you know about the so-called hideouts in your part of River State, did you take your feet or write a note, sign anonymously with proof, and tell the police, excuse me, police, there are groups in my region that are doing things that they ought not to be doing. Did you do that? Oh, if you give police, oh, they will not take you serious. If you don't have money, they won't take you serious. But did you do it? Did you do it? So this morning, what type of support in particular do you think the police in River State would need in tackling crime and criminality?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, Let's Talk.
Well, Miro is speaking to us from Akrika. Good morning to you, Miro. Welcome, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome, please. Welcome. Thank you.
I don't think the police needs anything from us, the populace.
Wow. Why?
Yeah, they don't need anything from us. What they need to do is to do their job. They don't even need information from us, because over time, we've had reports of people giving them information and they've gotten themselves into trouble. What the police need to do is to recruit undercover agents to go into these places. They know these places where these things are happening. They know it. So if they need information, they should recruit undercover agents to disguise themselves, go there and give them information. They don't need information from us. In giving them information means endangering our lives. The
really?
Lives that they've never been able to protect.
Really?
They should do their job. That's what they need to do. At the end of the day, when they've done their job and they've done it well, we give them appraisals. We tell them thank you. We congratulate them. How you're doing well. That's the only thing they need from us. They don't need finances. It is the government that should finance them. Whatever they need comes from the government. They don't need anything from us. If they need information, recruit undercover agents. You know this nook and cranny. Thank you, Jude.
Patrick is speaking to us from Apara Link Road. We also have Ubong in Woji. Ubong, please stand by. Patrick, go on, please.
Okay, yes. I think the police need nothing but ending corruption. But police need to stop corruption to effectively work. Because we understand that, yes, most of the things they need to perform optimally is given to them. Take, for instance, you see the local boys in the neighborhood who are grouped together as vigilante boys to fight crime in their locality can perform very well, arresting the bad boys, even without higher firing arms, just with machetes, can arrest some of these bad boys disturbing the neighborhood, could do what they are doing. What do they say about police who are giving higher equipment or higher paraphernalia to do their job and not performing the way they should perform? Then there's something we must ask about. What we must then ask, what is really going wrong? What is really making the things to be the way they are? And from all we have seen, in my own observation, and people have their different views, in all we have seen, I think corruption is so deep that it has eaten the whatever thing they need to do to perform well. I think that my own view, that's just, they need to stop corruption in police. Both politicians induce corruption and the corruption going on around the police.
All right, Ubong is in Woji. We have Austin in Choba as well. Good morning to you, Ubong. Welcome, please.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning. Welcome, please.
We have discussed this policy issue repeatedly, and nothing has been done. So I don't know if we keep discussing it. The thing is, policing is everybody's business.
Okay.
So the thing is that if we want police to work effectively in the clan we are, we need to give them what the police in other clans are using to work effectively. Police in that are not spirit. If one police to work effectively, that is they need. I've not been to Abuja before, but my friend and I, when they told me that police over there, they asked a laptop. I discussed with my friend, Wiggly Bessie. They have a laptop, they keep a laptop, they even check those people that make mistakes, the traffic rules, bridges, and know who, where they are. When they're coming, they track them. Our government, what does it take for our government to put camera in the cities, in our cities? I think that camera is an equipment that can help police to work effectively anywhere in the world. If you don't have camera, one police will stay here. How many police do we have in Nigeria?
So, cameras, what we need. Austin, what exactly do you think the Rivers Police need in support? Welcome, please.
Good morning. The only support they need is for them to support themselves first, for helping us to believe in them. You won't believe this. Sometime 2 years ago, there was a guy that robbed us in a car. So once they closed the weekend house, we caught the guy. So we had the guy. We didn't even beat him. We dragged him back to the station. So the guy was saying the devil's work like this. You know what the policeman said? They said, okay, now you have done this, thank you, but for us to follow this case, to pay, you should drop money and do what? Well, ask how much?
Really?
You should go and do 60,000.
Really?
He said, so we caught the thief. Bring it to your station, we should do 60,000. The man says, I'm not paying that, we should just take the guy and go. We're like, no, now we're looking for a DPO. When we go to the DPO, the DPO was found, we were like, this people will not detain us, of these people. Before you know, Jude, they let the guy, they allow him go. So you can see, they need to help themselves first before we can help them.
That's a very disturbing story, Austin. Thank you very much for sharing. We've heard similar stories like that before, but not in this detail. 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on Twitter. Mike, speaking to us from Erema. Good morning to you, Mike. Welcome, please.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. I want to share a little bit of the issue of that program. Hello?
Yes, we're listening to you, please.
Yes, I actually feel that the police need assistance. But the assistance are mostly placed in the corridor of the government. You can imagine that there has been clamor for them to be removed from the contributory pension. The government have paid 30 years to this issue. And these are the people you expect that they are the assistance. The people you leave behind and take care of them. These are some of the little things that are bringing their efficiency down. So the government has a major share of the issue. Then when we come to the populace, they are not actually helping the situation. All of them that are calling and saying that they've been sending messages to police, informing police, it is a lie.
You don't believe that they are genuine informants who report cases to police?
I am telling you, I have been very close to the police, and I know what I am talking about. They should have a change of attitude towards the police before we can expect them to deliver us money.
Okay.
Like them, the police. And these are the people who are outside on that ring and sound.
Mike, I think you have a good point in the narrative of the populace, the citizenry changing the mindset, you know, towards and the attitude towards the Nigerian police. We had a similar conversation about this last week or a fortnight ago. But the penultimate caller just before you said he and his friends had enforced the citizen's arrest, took the person to the police station, and they were told that they had to pay money for the police to prosecute a thief.
Yes. That is one case out of how many. We cannot use that to generalize and damn the entire system.
Fair enough.
Yes. We can't use that to generalize. Thank you very much.
All right, Mike, thank you for joining us, Mike. So, Mike is of the opinion that a lot of Nigerians, a lot of Rivers people in particular, do not cooperate with the police. They don't provide adequate information. They're not supportive, you know, in other means towards Nigerian police. So how then can policing be effective? Policing is everybody's business. There have been several, you know, fora to that effect, you know, detecting what the role of the citizen is, what the role of the officer is, and what the role of the judiciary and all the other arms of government in making sure that there is law and order. All fine and good. But when it does seem like the system is overwhelmed, particularly in recent weeks, and this is not to frighten anybody, because if you pay attention to world news, the police in the US are having a tough time with gun shootings, burglaries. Yes, you will be shocked to hear this, but there are also kidnappings in the US. You don't get to hear about a lot of this on the news. There are also kidnappings in the US. It has to be said. So, what exactly makes the system work? or as it were, work better than what is perceived here in River State. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us. I want to get to those platforms and read your comments. Xavier Akpadu on Facebook says, I just believe the police, some top police officers are part of the kidnappings. I'm very convinced. Really? Well, there have also been reports to that effect, if we're honest. You know, investigations, either, you know, what do you call them? Dismissed officers and things like that, right? Yes, there've been documented cases as such. But to active members, well, critical. But anyway, there are investigations to some of those stories as well. At Nigeria Info PH on Twitter. At Nigeria Info on Twitter. At Nigeria Info PH on Twitter is where you find us. And I'd like to get to Twitter shortly. We had Henry on the line, but unfortunately, that call was dropped. Apologies, Henry. Must be some service provider issue. So please do return the call if you can. At Nigeria Info PH, that's for Twitter and for Facebook. All right. Good morning, Jude. I think it's high time we form the River State Security Fund, which will go a long way to equip the River State Police Command and other legal security outfits with modern equipment to do their job effectively. They can buy drones and teach them how to use these drones for surveillance, especially forest areas like the one in Eche Axis, ETC. There are high-tech tracking devices that they can purchase for them to help easily locate criminals. Atoke from Ozoba. That's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Good morning, Jude. Police officers aren't foreigners in Nigeria. Neither are they aliens to their environment. Jude, police officers serving in Emowa, for instance, know the bad boys and their hideouts. If police officers are sincere with their work, crime would have been brought to their barest minimum. The bad eggs in the police uniforms are even the ones aiding crimes and criminality in Nigeria. They can't claim not knowing these individuals. They don't need us. Really? They don't? They don't? Let's, for the sake of this conversation, right, highlight that, yes, there are, in quote, bad eggs. Right? Let's highlight that. How do you successfully remove those bad eggs or foil their attempts if you don't take a stand? How's that going to happen? Like I said, for the sake of this conversation, let's agree. How does it then get overturned? The tide, as it were, of crime and criminality. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. All right, and then you can use the WhatsApp number, which is 0809-030-6416. At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you'll find us. On Facebook and on Twitter. Good morning, Jude. I think the police do not need any more support. What they need right now is spiritual deliverance. The police are spiritually down. Wow. That's from A. Samuel. A. Samuel, could you elaborate? This is on Facebook, by the way, so you can get onto Facebook and join the conversation. Could you elaborate? What exactly do you mean by the police are spiritually down? Are they fighting spiritual forces? Is there an ongoing battle of some sort that you know about but the public is not aware of? Are they charms? What exactly do you mean? I'm curious, please. This is not a ridicule. I'm very curious. What do you mean by the Nigerian police force are spiritually down? Please, if you can, either call or, you know, elaborate more on Facebook, please. All right? At Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. If by chance you're listening and you understand what A. Samuel just sent to us right now, maybe you can help Jude and indeed the rest of the listening public. What does it mean to be spiritually down? That's that. The person says the Nigerian police is spiritually down. I've heard a lot of things before. I haven't heard of this one ever. Never heard of it before. Your assertion is correct. School children are missing frequently in the U.S. Christian in Port Harcourt. Oh, yes. It's pretty true. It's a known fact. A lot of missing cases, missing reports in the U.S. More information should be given to the police by the general public. They should be equipped with good weapons, especially a special squad. These weapons should be given to them when there is an emergency, not to use against innocent citizens. The police should also be friendly to us, not bully on people, so that vital information can be given to them. Jorginho with that comment. Daniel is speaking to us from GRA. Good morning to you, Daniel.
Good morning, Jorginho.
Good morning, please.
To me, police does take one place for a long time. The chief police, when police stay regular in one place, they get used to the place and they will relax on their job. During the 50s and 60s, they move them to somewhere and bring new people. And they will be serious with their job. That's how I've seen them. When police were wearing protest and they're put. But this time around, police stay put. They make friends, they do whatever. They don't do any other work than just open palms to collect something. I don't
cherish it. But Daniel. Hello, Daniel, can you hear me, please?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, please. Now, did you know, for example, in the U.S., right, they have, you know, different levels of policing. There's the federal level where you have the FBI and the state level where you have the local police and all of those. Some of those local policemen, some of those sheriffs, they are born, they go to school in one particular area. Some of them have never left their counties, yet they are police officers. So having somebody local, you know, depreciate their productivity?
Let me tell you, I live in Texas.
Okay.
I live in Texas.
Okay.
They have sheriff, they have police, they have state police. All these things, that is their own police administration, it is their police policy. Where is federal police? We don't have state police. So we can't tell it here or... People from the degree come here, they put here. If police, when you move them, you can take them to somewhere else and bring new people. That's how police have been doing that since this mission and this thing. I'm 75 years.
Wow.
I'm a 75-year-old man. I've seen the police here. They don't do work at all. There was I went to police. I saw the man's name. I went to police, I gave him some information. They went and took bribes, took from that man, and man came and then started disturbing me.
Wow.
So how do you expect police to give, how do you expect people to give police information?
Okay, all right.
Let them move them and bring new people.
All right, so they should be continually moved around. Daniel in GRA. Interesting. It's great to have insights, particularly from someone like that. 75 and spend time in Texas in the U.S. Always a pleasure. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0007. Now, there's a call screener, please. So when you get to hear a voice that doesn't sound quite like Jude's, please be advised, that is a call screener. They're going to ask you your name and your details, and then they're going to patch you through to us here in the studio. So please be cooperative. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you want to speak to us, please. Good morning, Jude. What other support does the Nigerian police need? They have the obedience and the cooperation of Nigerians on a daily. When they extort from Nigerians, when they bully Nigerians, how many Nigerians retaliate or fight back or even refuse them their bribes on the roads? Port Harcourt in particular is probably the worst case scenario I've ever seen police operations in Nigeria. There are no junctions that you don't get to find a police officer stand and extort money from passers-by. It is a very terrible terrible thing. So many times you keep on hearing that they've been banned from carrying out checkpoints, okay? Because you are saying checkpoints and stop check. No. Stop searches are legal. Let me clarify that, please. The police have a right to conduct a stop and search. If for whatever reason, it has to be a concrete reason. There has to be enough reason to suspect that this person is doing something or maybe has something that is questionable. The police officer at that point is within the legal right to stop you and say, excuse me, madam, excuse me, sir, who are you? Where are you headed to? Can I see some identification, please? Or what's in the trunk of your car? Now, please, I think this is another very volatile issue some people have. Some people are antagonistic towards the police when there's a stop and search. Are you stopping me? Do I look like a criminal? Okay, please, if you didn't know, they usually, from what I've gathered in my decades on this planet, they usually do not write criminal on people's foreheads. Neither do they stamp or tattoo fraudster on the back of their shirts. So if you are really, guiltless, let the man or the woman carry out his stop and search. It wouldn't take 2-3 minutes. If your documents are clean, hey, all right, go on your way. All right, let me finish up with this comment. They don't need any more help. They are paid salaries. Some of them earn more than we do, Jude. Did you know that? So how come you want more Nigerians to offer the police, who are already corrupt, more information to do more corrupt things? Maybe this is where the police PRO needs to do more work, because the perception really needs to change. It really does need to change. Those comments are not unusual. A lot of people not particularly pleased with the efforts of the Nigerian police. But once again, more needs to be done. And I think kudos are in order for the work they've done. My name is Jude.